Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Humarap sa media sa buong mundo ang pinaka-nakakataas na kardinal ng Simbahang Katoliko ng Australia, Cardinal George Pell, upang muling pabulaanan ang lahat ng mga kasong inihain laban sa kanya kaugnay ng makasaysayang aligasyon ng sexual assault. Si Cardinal Pell ay kinasuhan sa pamamagitan ng summons sa ilang kaso sa nasabing makasaysayang sexual assault. Ang detalye sa ulat ni na Uma Rishi, Peggy Guacamelis at Abby Dinham na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sinabi ni Cardinal George Pell, handa siyang linisin ng kanyang pangalan mula sa mga aligasyon.
I'm looking forward finally to having my day in court. I'm innocent of these charges. They are false. The whole idea of sexual abuse is abhorrent to me.
Ayon sa tagapagsalita ng Vatican, Greg Burke, binigyan na ng Santo Papa Pope Francis si Cardinal Pell ng leave of absence upang maipagtanggol ang sarili.
The Holy See has learned with regret the news of charges filed against Cardinal George Pell for decades-old actions that have been attributed to him. Having become aware of the charges, Cardinal Pell, acting in full respect for civil laws, has decided to return to his country to face the charges against him.
Sabi ni si Cardinal Pell ay nanunungkulang chief financial advisor ng Santo Papa. Siya ang pinakamataas na nanunungkulang opisyal ng Vatican na nakasuhan kaugnay ng sexual abuse scandal. Sinabi ni Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton na walang pinag-iba ang pagtrato at pagharap kay Cardinal Pell sa sinumang nahaharap sa imbestigasyong tulad nito.
Cardinal Pell is facing multiple charges in respect to historic sexual offences, and there are multiple complainants relating to those charges. During the course of the investigation in relation to Cardinal Pell, there's been a lot of reporting in the media and a lot of speculation about the process that's been involved in the investigation and also the charging. So for clarity, I want to be perfectly clear. The process and the procedures that have been followed in the charging of Cardinal Pell have been the same that have been applied in a whole range of historical sex offences whenever we investigate them.
Sinabi ni Commissioner Patton, si Cardinal Pell ay kinasuhan sa pamamagitan ng isang summons, bunga ng payong natanggap at hiniling nito mula tanggapan ng public prosecutions. Anyang panghuling desisyong kasuhan si Cardinal Pell ay isinagawa ng Victoria Police. Ani Deputy Commissioner Patton, may karapatan si Cardinal Pell sa tinatawag na due process.
It's important to note that none of the allegations that have been made against Cardinal Pell have obviously been tested in any court yet. Cardinal Pell, like any other defendant, has a right to due process, and so therefore it's important that the process is allowed to run its natural course. Preserving the integrity of that process is essential to all of us, and so for Victoria Police, it's important that it's allowed to go through unhindered and allowed to see natural justice is afforded to all the parties involved, including Cardinal Pell and the complainants in this matter.
Ayon sa dating pari ng Simbahang Katolika Paul Collins, ito ang kauna-unahang gantong uri ng kaso.
There'll be very considerable surprise in the Vatican. It's going to be very, very difficult for Pope Francis as to exactly what he's going to do. He did say a couple of years ago when these charges were first mooted that he would let the law, the legal process, take its course. Well, it's taken its course and now he has to make a decision.
Ayon sa isang tagapagtaguyod para sa mga biktima, Dr. Pam Stavropoulos mula Blue Knot Foundation, ang nakasuhan at naghahay ng kaso sa korte, isa ng tagumpay.
For so long, people who've been respected in public life have often been seen as untouchable. But the fact that so prominent a person is now facing these charges, I think does uphold the principle that no one is above the law.
Ang Cardinal ay hindi dadalo sa anumang pampublikong kaganapan ng Simbahang Katoliko sa malapit na hinaharap sa pagsimula ng kanyang leave of absence. Ayon sa Victoria Police, si Cardinal Pell ay haharap sa Melbourne Magistrates Court sa 18 ng Hulyo para sa tinatawag na filing hearing.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.